Little girl comes to her father in tears. "Daddy," she says, "my goldfish just died." Dad, barely looking up from what he's doing, says, "Oh, sweetheart, it's just a goldfish. Don't worry about it." "But I miss her," she says. "You know what? Tomorrow we'll go to the pet store. I'm going to buy you another goldfish." "I don't want another goldfish," she cries. "I miss this one." "Well, what do you want me to do about it?" Dad says. "I can't revive the goldfish." This week's Parsha describes the beloved wife of Yaakov, Rachel, barren, unable to have children. And she watches her older sister, Leah, who she brought into the marriage, have child after child. Leah has a first child, then a second, a third. After Leah's fourth child, Rachel can't take it anymore. She storms into her husband Yaakov and demands, "Hava li banim, give me a child. If not, I am a dead woman." And Yaakov responds in a way that the sages describe as inappropriate. He gets angry, and he says, "Am I in place of God? Do I decide who has children when? There's nothing that I can do to help you. I might pray from morning till night, but it's not my decision. If God has withheld children from you, what can I do about that?" And the sages record that God rebukes Yaakov for this response. "It's true, Yaakov," Hashem says. "There is nothing you can do about it. But is that how you speak to a woman in pain? Is that how you speak to your wife as she yearns to have a baby, as she desires to hold her own child in her arms? Where is the compassion? Where is the understanding?" Our children will have many disappointments in life. And from our adult perspective, many of their disappointments are inherently insignificant. Their goldfish dies. They don't get the part in the play that they wanted. It rains on what would have been a perfect birthday party. But from our children's perspective, it's very significant. And they're disappointed. They're in pain. And they come to us with tears. And the reality is, there is nothing that we can do about it. We can't make it stop raining. We can't revive goldfish, and we can't make their friends treat them nicer. But we can respond appropriately, with compassion, with empathy, with understanding. We can respond in a way that conveys to our children that we understand what they're going through. We can put into words their feelings and emotions, how disappointed they must be, how frustrating something is, how sad they must feel, give them the vocabulary to describe and express themselves. "What can I do about it?" says to a child, "you're on your own." Words that describe to our children that we understand what they're experiencing and we're going through it with them tells them that they're not alone, that we're there with them, we're there for them. And that sometimes gives them the strength and ability to get through what they're going through, which for them are difficulties, are disappointments and frustrations. But they're not doing it alone. They have the support of a parent who understands and can respond with compassion to what they're experiencing. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.